At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Hey everybody, it's Olivia from Curious Kid Podcast. This week, we are going to re-air our most popular episode from Season 3, Curious About Coronavirus, which was Episode 78 of the podcast. This episode originally aired on March 29th, 2020. In the weeks before we released the episode, we received dozens of emails from our Curious Kid Podcast listeners with various questions about the coronavirus. At the time, we knew some things about the new virus, but there was still a lot that was unknown. As everybody was trying to learn more and do what was best for themselves and their loved ones, a lot of the information that was coming out about the virus was geared for adults. We did our best to explain the coronavirus and the possible impact of the coronavirus pandemic in a way that would be easy for everybody to understand. We were overwhelmed by all of the great feedback we received after this episode came out. Listening to this episode 3.5 years later is amazing, and it reminds me of all the uncertainty that existed in the early days of the pandemic. There were so many other fascinating topics we learned about in Season 3. If you are curious why earthquakes happen, check out Curious About Earthquakes. If you want to know how cars work, Curious About Cars will answer a lot of your questions. Speaking of cars, have you ever been curious how bridges are able to carry the weight of so many cars? If so, give a listen to Curious About Bridges. Maybe you want to learn more about money? If so, we did an episode on money too. You can learn about those topics and also twins, planets, the heart, oceans, and construction trucks, and so much more by listening to our Season 3 episodes. Also, this is the last reminder to send us a voice message if you want to hear yourself in the episode coming out in 2 weeks. If you want to share an amazing fact with us about something we didn't already cover in the podcast, be sure to leave us a voicemail at 856-425-2324. Or send a voice message to us at CuriousKidPodcast@gmail.com. If you send an email, send it with the subject "We Got Curious," so we can get your amazing fact in our October 29th episode. The deadline to send in your facts is October 20th, so don't delay. We've been enjoying all the facts that have come in already, and we can't wait to hear more amazing facts from you, our amazing listeners. It's now time for Season 3, Episode 78, Curious About Coronavirus.
Hello! And welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. Just to give you a peek behind the scenes a little bit, Olivia and I usually record the episodes for the podcast about 2 months before they are released. We had a plan for the Season 3 finale, but as we started preparing for this episode, something was happening on our beautiful planet that really grabbed everyone's attention. Listeners of Curious Kid Podcast started asking if we were going to cover the topic so we can help explain everything that's been going on. This week, we decided to call an audible and change the plan for this episode to make sure we cover a topic that's been on the minds of so many people worldwide.
This week, we are getting curious about the coronavirus.
Stick around for the next few minutes so we can learn a lot about the coronavirus. We are going to learn how it got its name, where it came from, what a pandemic is, why many areas have asked people to stay home, what happens to people who get infected, what you can do to protect yourself, and so much more.
Then, at the end of the episode, we are going to say lots of thank yous and make some big announcements.
We have some really exciting things to share with you at the end of the episode, so don't go anywhere. Okay, Olivia, what's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, can animals get sick with the coronavirus the same way humans do?
That's a really interesting question, and we have two special animals in our house, a dog and a bird. Can they also get sick with the coronavirus?
The name coronavirus comes from Latin, and Latin corona means crown.
It makes sense if you think about it. You've seen the movie Frozen. Do you remember in the movie when the citizens of Arendelle got together to celebrate Elsa getting her crown?
Sure, I remember that.
Do you remember by any chance what the name was for that special day in Arendelle?
Of course, it was called Coronation Day.
That's exactly right. And the word corona is in the word coronation. It's called a coronation day because that's when someone is given a crown, because corona means crown.
That's strange, though. Why would it be called crown virus?
That's a great question. If you take a look at the virus, which, by the way, can't be done with your eyes, you would need a special machine called an electron microscope. If you looked into one and saw what the virus looks like, it actually resembles a crown. That is why it's called coronavirus. You may also hear it referred to as COVID-19. COVID-19 is the short way of saying coronavirus disease 2019. CO for corona, VI for virus, D for disease, and 19 for the year 2019, which is the year that the virus started.
Where did the nasty virus come from?
It started in China with an animal.
How in the world did an animal do this?
Well, there are things about animals that are unique to animals and that could hurt humans. There are animals that carry diseases that don't hurt them, but could hurt other animals or humans if they become infected.
Rabies is a good example of that.
You're right. Rabies is also a virus that starts with animals. There are other examples that are more closely related to the current coronavirus. They include viruses called SARS and MERS. SARS stands for Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, and MERS stands for Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Those viruses also hurt your lungs and were caused by animals as well. SARS was transmitted from cats to humans, while MERS was passed on to humans by camels.
What animal caused the current coronavirus?
We aren't 100% sure, but we have a really good idea. It's thought to have started with bats. Chances are that there is another animal involved. There are a few reasons why scientists think that. The place where the virus started is an animal market in China. It's unlikely that bats were sold in the animal market, so it's possible that a bat infected another animal that then passed it on to humans. When trying to figure out which animal may have been sold at the market that likely transmitted the virus to humans, popular theories are that it could have come from a snake or a turtle, but there is one animal that is even a bit more likely than that.
They think it came from a pangolin.
We don't have pangolins where we live. It looks a bit like a cross between an anteater and an armadillo. It's an interesting-looking animal for sure. Scientists were able to find the coronavirus in pangolins, and the DNA of the coronavirus was a close match with the DNA of the pangolin. Of course, the coronavirus didn't harm the animals that it came from, but it is very dangerous in humans.
What happens when humans get the coronavirus?
The most common symptoms are fever, cough, and shortness of breath. In most people, it's not much worse than that. In very serious cases, it can lead to respiratory failure. That's when the lungs stop working. It seems as though the coronavirus is pretty mild in healthy and fit young people and is more problematic in older people with underlying diseases. Even though young and healthy people have better outcomes if they become infected with the coronavirus, everyone should take it very seriously because it is a pandemic.
A pandemic is a disease that spreads over a whole country or a whole world.
As we record this episode, over 180 countries are affected by coronavirus, and over 500,000 people have been affected.
This virus started only 3 months ago in China. How did it spread so quickly?
In order to understand how it's spreading so quickly, it helps to understand exponential growth.
Oh boy, that doesn't sound very interesting.
I'm going to try and make it as interesting as possible, because it's a really important concept to understand, so you can see why it's spreading so quickly and why people are so concerned. I'm glad you are really good at math, so you will be able to help me out here. Let's say I give you a penny today. Just one penny. I'll make sure it's nice and shiny. You can go out and buy whatever you want. What would you say?
There's nothing I could buy for a penny. It's only worth 1 cent.
Fair enough. So how about we do this? How about I promise to double the amount I give you for the next 30 days? Would that be a lot of money?
It doesn't sound like a lot of money.
Okay. So we double our 1 cent for day two. How much money am I giving you on day two?
You're giving me 2 cents on day two.
Okay, it's time for day three. Double up once again. What do we have?
If you double 2 cents, you will give me 4 cents.
Not bad, but still not enough to buy anything. Let's double your 4 cents. What would I give you on day four?
8 cents.
How about day five?
16 cents.
And day six?
32 cents.
Okay, let's skip a few days. On day 10, I would be giving you $5.12. That's enough to buy something, but probably not much.
How much would you be giving me on day 30, Daddy?
If you keep on doubling up every day, on day 30, I would be giving you $5,368,709.12.
Holy smokes, that's a lot of money.
You bet it is. The money started growing real quickly. All that money is fun to think about, but unfortunately, exponential growth is also the way that viruses, like coronavirus, spread.
So one person starts with it and gives it to two people.
Exactly. And then those two people can go out and infect four people. Those four people infect eight people, and so on.
Before you know it, millions of people can get infected by the virus.
That's the unfortunate truth. This virus is extremely contagious, and studies have shown that the average person that gets infected gives it to 2.5 other people, so it is spreading so quickly. This is precisely why everyone needs to take this so seriously, regardless of how old you are or how healthy you might be.
Because you might not get that sick if you get it, but you might give it to someone that gets very sick.
Thankfully, there is something we can do to slow the spread of the virus and stop it in its tracks. All we have to do is stay home.
Why would we want to stay home?
So we can't give it to other people, and so other people can't give it to us. Just over 100 years ago, in the year 1918, there was a very serious flu pandemic. There is a lot to learn from that pandemic. Different cities handled the flu pandemic differently. In Philadelphia, despite warnings of the spreading flu, a parade was thrown to boost morale for the First World War. The parade drew about 200,000 people. The parade wasn't a great idea. The hospital started filling up, and many people got sick, and some died too. On the other hand, in St. Louis, when they learned of the spreading flu, they closed buildings like churches, libraries, and schools. They even banned gatherings of more than 20 people and limited the number of riders on public transportation. Guess what happened? The flu did not hurt as many people in St. Louis.
Can we still get other people sick if we don't have symptoms?
You can. There are lots of people in the world that have the coronavirus and don't even know it because they aren't coughing, don't have a fever, and don't have shortness of breath. If you have the virus, even if you don't have symptoms, and even if you don't know that you have the virus, you can still pass it along to others just as easily.
Wow, we really need to stay put. Is there anything else we could do besides stay at home?
scientists are currently working on a vaccine for the coronavirus, but chances are that it won't be available until next year. If we want to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, the best thing we can do is stay home and limit our interactions with others. This practice is called social distancing.
If you don't need to leave the house, don't.
You got that right. There are other things you can do to protect yourself. First, you want to wash your hands very well and wash them often. You also want to avoid touching your face.
Why should we avoid touching our faces?
Because there are two ways that humans pass the virus to each other. The first is directly, through droplets from a sneeze or cough. As you may remember from episode 3, Curious About Sneezing, the droplets from a sneeze can travel far. If you have coronavirus and sneeze or cough directly onto someone else, it is very easy to give someone else the virus. The second way to pass the virus is if someone coughs or sneezes on an object, and then you touch the object, and then you touch your face. Scientists believe that the coronavirus can stay on an object for days and infect other people who touch it. So, if someone that is infected sneezes on an object like a chair, and then you touch the chair, and then touch your face before you get the chance to wash your hands, it would be easy for you to get infected.
Not touching your face doesn't sound that hard.
It is very hard. According to a study by the American Journal of Infection Control, people touch their faces more than 20 times in the average hour, and almost half of those touches involve the eyes, nose, or mouth, which can lead to infection.
So everyone, don't forget. Don't go out if you don't need to. Wash your hands often. And keep your hands off your face.
Those are great takeaways. Why don't we answer the question of the week? Do animals get sick with the coronavirus the same way humans do?
There is no reason to believe that animals get sick from this like humans do.
Even though there is no evidence of animals having the same problems humans do with coronavirus, it is still recommended that you limit your interactions with house pets if you actually get the virus. It's almost time to get to our thank yous and humongous announcements, but we have a few messages to play for you first.
Hi, Olivia, and hello to all the Curious Kid podcast listeners out there. My name is Laura Horton, and I'm a family nurse practitioner currently practicing as a wound care specialist in the greater Seattle area. That's right, Seattle. So what I do is I actually go into places called skilled nursing facilities or rehab centers. Patients go there most often after they have surgeries or if they are really sick and they can't live at home by themselves until we get them stronger and better. My role is to go in and help them with their skin issues. Sometimes those are not too bad, and sometimes they're pretty bad. So my role is to make sure that we keep their wounds healing and that they don't get infected. I have to go to work. I can't get sick. Those patients need me. If I don't get to go see their wounds and their skin and help those skin and wound issues heal, they end up having to go to the hospital. Well, as you can imagine, right now, those hospitals aren't accepting my patients. So if I don't get to go see those patients and help them, they will most definitely need to get to the hospital and be seen and treated, but there's no room and the hospitals out here won't take them. So then no one is left to take care of them. It's a pretty scary situation, but I know that we can help them if I stay healthy. So if you can help me stay healthy, that would be awesome. If you could sit tight, read a book, pull some weeds maybe, get outside if you can, but if possible, don't go outside right now. I've got to be able to get to work, and you can help me do that. Thanks for your help.
Hey, parents.
Yeah, you.
Are you looking for a podcast your kids will really love?
Well, we made one just for you.
And for us.
As genuine, all-natural kids ourselves, we know what makes a fun and interesting podcast.
So we decided to make it ourselves. Every show is packed with interviews, stories, and on-the-ground reporting.
We have interviewed everyone from scientists to Grammy Award-winning musicians to NFL quarterbacks.
Listen to Wild Interest wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Dr. Jackie, and I'm a board-certified pediatrician. I am almost 9 months pregnant, but I've been going to work every day and talking to many people with many questions about the coronavirus. Viruses are a type of germs that can make us sick. This one is bigger than most germs. It's a little more dangerous, but together we can best it and we all stay healthy. But I need your help. It's important for me to continue to do my job, but in order for me to do my job, I need you to do your job. And your job is to stay home. This is a virus that is very contagious, and it can spread person to person and on surfaces like deliveries and playground equipment. The faster we can contain it, the faster we can go out with our friends and go to school and camp and do fun activities again. But if we keep going to parks, riding bikes with our friends, and not socially distancing with just our families, we are going to be in this situation for a long time. And we don't want that because the weather's getting nicer and we want to go have fun. The good news is not many children have been affected by this, but the bad news is children can bring this illness to older relatives. That's why we need to keep you healthy for the good of the world. So if everyone just does their job, we'll get it through together and we'll be stronger as a unit. Stay healthy, my friends, thinking of you now and always.
Hi, this is Troy DeRose, and I'm a nurse practitioner at Jefferson Hospital, Center City, Philadelphia. And I've recently been assigned to a task force to surveil all the phone calls that come into the hospital and to the office in Center City, Philadelphia, to assess the patients if they have any fevers or symptoms or cough or anything that would make me concerned that somebody's bringing the virus into the hospital. What I do is I assess these calls and I assess the urgency, and I look to see if these patients need to be coming urgently into the hospital or if they can wait within 1 month to be seen in person, or if we can set up a computer video telecommunication service that we can see the patient immediately in our service. I urge everyone at the moment right now to stay home and to enjoy the company of their family. It's the best way to keep safe. This will pass. And I look forward to talking to you all soon. Thanks.
My name is Andrea, and I'm a certified registered nurse anesthetist, or CRNA. I work in a hospital in Pennsylvania, and I help take care of people who have gotten really sick from coronavirus. People who get really sick can need a lot of care, and when someone has a hard time breathing, I can put a special tube in their lungs to help them breathe better. I'm continuing to go to work during the pandemic to make sure that I can help people who get sick get the care they need. I'm doing what I can do to help treat coronavirus, and you can help too by staying home to help stop coronavirus from spreading.
My name is Jacob, and I'm a pharmacist. I work for a pharmacy in New Jersey that delivers medications to our patients' homes. Many of our patients are at high risk of serious complications from coronavirus. I'm continuing to go to work during the pandemic to make sure that my patients continue to get their medications without having to leave the house. Please do your part and stay home to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Before we officially say goodbye to Season 3, we have some thank yous and big announcements.
We want to thank all our special guests.
A big, big thanks to Frankie, Brett, Rachel, and Greg, who helped us get curious about Disney World, money, twins, and colorblindness.
We also want to thank my mommy for doing all the presidential mini-episodes.
Thank you so much, Heather, for the wonderful presidential mini-episodes that you've been releasing on Saturdays with a little help from Olivia's 3-year-old brother, Noah.
We want to thank all the teachers that shared us with their students.
Over the last few months, we've heard from lots of different teachers from across the world who have used Curious Kid Podcast in their classrooms. We are so grateful to have the support of all those wonderful teachers.
Thank you to FeedSpot and other websites that recognized Curious Kid Podcast.
FeedSpot named our podcast as one of the top 20 kids podcasts, and just being mentioned with the other outstanding podcasts on the list means so much to us.
Most of all, thank you to all our listeners.
There have been a few times during this season that the support of our listeners has made me cry. That's no joke. Thanks to our listeners, we were able to reach the 50,000 download milestone and the 100,000 download milestone all in the last 6 months. A big thanks to our listeners in Ireland and Italy for taking Curious Kid Podcast to number one in those countries on the Kids Education Podcast charts. Thanks to our listeners who joined us in donating money for Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation and for the Australian Red Cross. To any listener who has taken the time to send us an email, leave us a voicemail, leave us a rating or review, share us with friends, follow us on social media, shop Curious Kid Podcast merchandise, or support the podcast on Patreon, we love you, and we couldn't do this without you. I'm not just saying that. It's absolutely true. You can find all the information on how to say hi to us or support us in the show notes for every Curious Kid Podcast episode. You say hi, I promise we'll say hi back. It's time for some big announcements.
We are now a member of a podcast network with family-friendly podcasts.
The name of the network is Podicon Go. It is chock full of podcasts for the whole family to enjoy, including podcasts with stories for kids, educational podcasts, conversational podcasts, and role-playing game podcasts. For season 4, we will be playing promos for the Podicon Go podcasts at the end of our episodes.
You're also a proud member of Kids Listen.
Kids Listen is a collection of some of the biggest and best kids podcasts worldwide. I encourage you to check out the new Kids Listen Activity Podcast. Since mid-March, when many schools started closing, the Kids Listen Activity Podcast has released episodes every day, Monday through Friday, from one of the podcast members. It's a great way to sample some of the best kid podcasts out there and see what you like. Heads up, if you listen to the Kids Listen Activity Podcast episodes for April 8th and May 1st, I think you just might hear some familiar voices, so check it out. Finally, before we go, it's time to tell you about our favorite episodes and facts from the season.
I have two choices from the season, Curious About Bears and Curious About Rocks. One of my favorite facts is that Niagara Falls froze.
That's a great one. My favorite episode was Curious About Cleanliness. It was really interesting to learn how humans and other animals stay clean. My favorite fact was from the episode Curious About Planets. I think it's amazing that Saturn is so light that it would be able to float in your bathtub if you were able to get it to fit. That's an amazing fact. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast number 78 on coronavirus.
Great job, Olivia. Before we go, we want to thank everyone that sent us recordings for the Season 3 finale contest. We have already sent emails to the three winners who are winning some great Curious Kid Podcast merchandise. Season 4 starts next week. You can enjoy our presidential mini-episodes starting on Saturday, April 4th, with the episode on Theodore Roosevelt, and you can learn the very interesting story behind why the teddy bear was named after him. Then, continue to join us every Sunday going forward. We have some amazing episodes coming up in Season 4, including episodes on roller coasters and unicorns. We also have some awesome interview guests joining us. Olivia will interview a meteorologist when we get curious about lightning and thunder, and she will interview a doctor who is an expert at treating people with snake bites when we get curious about snakes. Wow, that was a really long episode, our longest one yet, but it's time to say goodbye to Season 3. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.
Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.